With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, Undisputed listeners? It's your boy, Shay Sharp. I wanted to tell you about my new podcast, Club Shay Shay, where we always do something before two something. Each week, I sit down with a guest for a drink and conversation, and as host and proprietor of Club Shay Shay, I welcome in esteemed guests such as Snoop Dogg, Floyd Money Mayweather, LeVar Ball, Isaiah Thomas, just to mention a few. Whether I'm talking to an athlete, a musician, an actor, or a lifelong friend, Club Shay Shay is a place where people share inspiring and motivational stories about their journeys to prominence. The new episode drops every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to Club Shay Shay now and make sure you never miss a new episode. Now back to Undisputed.
Welcome to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm your host, Jenny Taft. This podcast is a condensed version of today's episode of Undisputed, handpicked with the best segments and discussions. Skip, Shannon, let's go.
Russell Wilson has voiced his frustrations with the Seahawks several times this offseason and has been the subject of trade rumors since. According to Adam Schefter, the Cowboys are one of four teams Russ would be willing to be dealt to in a potential trade. Wilson's agent says he hasn't demanded a trade yet, but he has a no-trade clause, so he can dictate where he'd potentially be traded. And although Dak Prescott is coming off a serious ankle injury, his lone playoff win came against Wilson and the Seahawks. Fox Sports NFL analyst Greg Jennings is joining us now. Greg, should Dallas pursue Russ instead of settling on Dak?
No! No. They should not pursue Russell Wilson. I know it's intriguing. I know it's very enticing. He's an MVP caliber player. However, you would have to give up too much if you're the Dallas Cowboys, and they are far further away than closer to being a playoff team. So I just don't think that it evens itself out, even as great a player as Russell Wilson is and what he would provide. To be quite honest and straightforward, it's almost a wash. When you look at the talent and you look at the ability, I'm not at all saying that Dak Prescott is Russell Wilson. He is not. But what he's been able to do for that franchise and that offense has been very elite. And now I know we don't like to just single out statistics and players and individuals, but that's what you got to do when you're looking at these two guys. Russell Wilson hasn't elevated the Seattle Seahawks to Super Bowl status. It was the guys around him. Well, Dak Prescott has never elevated that Dallas team to Super Bowl status or even consistently playoff status. It's been the support of the guys around him. However, both guys have the ability to really carry the shoulder. They're great leaders. They're great off the field. They have great presence about them. Now, the career of Russell Wilson speaks volumes in and of itself. But at 32 years old, are you willing to pay him that amount of money and give up all of those, that capital, to acquire a guy like that when you can have a younger guy who's pretty much on the path of Russell Wilson? And so I just don't think it's the best situation for the Dallas Cowboys. Yes, it's enticing, it's intriguing. But no, I would not do that if I'm the Dallas Cowboys.
LeVar, thank you for allowing me to go right after Greg.
Sure.
Secondly, Greg Jennings, We've done TV together now for 3 years. I've heard you say some shaky things, but this takes the cake, my man. What? First of all, Dak Prescott is not as good as Russell Wilson. Yeah, there's some similarities. They both have intangibles. They're both black. They both run with the football well. All that. They manage the game well. But Russell Wilson has proven over the last 6 years that he can do what Dak can't. Now, I'll give you, if you want to say the Super Bowl, getting there, winning it, and then getting there the second year, Russ was more of a game manager, a la Dak Prescott. I'll give you that. But the last 6 years, Russ has carried that team. The Legion of Boom is gone poof. They're out of there. Marshawn Lynch is gone. He's doing commercials for Subway. And yet and still, Russell Wilson carries that team year in, year out to double-figure wins and a spot in the playoffs. All right, Dak Prescott, when Dak had his most success winning, he was a game manager, and Zeke was the bell cow. The last few years when they kind of flipped it, Zeke's not quite the same. So now we're gonna be Dak-centric. They've been losing games. They were 8-8 last year. We know what happened this year. Even though he got hurt before he got hurt, they weren't winning. When he averaged those 371 yards a game, Greg, a lot of that, you know this, came when the Dallas Cowboys were down big. The opponent went to a prevent defense, and Dallas had no choice but to throw the football. They scored 30 points in the second half against Atlanta. In that great comeback, but they were in a prevent. And then they scored 24 points in the fourth quarter against Cleveland. Cleveland, he wasn't just lighting it up in the first half and the second. So I'm just saying, Greg, so yes. And here's the kicker. I don't want to hog up the show. Here's the kicker. Russell Wilson would be cheaper.
Yes.
The cap hit for the next 3 years for Russell, $19 million, $19 million, $22 million. And I got to pay a guy that's not as good as him, $38 to $40 million a year? Go get Russ. Go get Russ.
Mm. Yeah, Greg, real quick, before LeVar Arrington goes, I see the steam coming out of his ears across from me here on the set. Greg, I just want to point out, like, and this is not Dak slander, but after his rookie year, right? He had a good rookie year, took the league by storm. Everybody was surprised. Dak Prescott against teams that ended with a winning record was 6-20, 33 touchdowns, 28 picks. He has not delivered. I know you like him a lot, but please do not put him anywhere near. He's not even in the galaxy. He can't see the galaxy that Russell Wilson is in. LeVar, take it away.
Well, if I'm Jerry Jones, I'm just getting on my cell phone and I'm hitting up Russ's agent and I'm like, won't you be mine? Won't you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be? That's what you made me think about, G&J, because I love the cardigan and the nice
Mr. Rogers
dip you got going on there. I would certainly want Russell Wilson to be my neighbor in Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas, or wherever it is they reside. I could care less because I'm not a Dallas fan. But this is a great opportunity for the Dallas Cowboys to say, you know what? We continue to say every single year that we are Super Bowl ready. This is Super Bowl or bust season. You cannot say that with a straight face and mean it currently the way that it is. And I'll go even further to say, if I'm Jerry Jones, I'm sitting there and I'm like, the football gods, lowercase g, have answered my prayers. You mean a quarterback better than the one that I had has put it out there in the public forum for consumption that he would love to come to my team? And oh, by the way, what Chris Broussard said rings so true. He's cheaper. He's much cheaper. I don't have to play the franchise tag. Just get Russ. Hey, you know what? If they're willing to take Dak Prescott for the money he's trying to get and let them figure that out, then take Ezekiel Elliott too. Take Zeke. Let's make it work. Send them to Seattle. Bring me Russell Wilson. Let me put him. Hey, Pollard, I'm okay with that. We can get through with that right now. We got CD on the outside. We got Amari on the outside. We got Gallup on the outside. Now all I got to do is try to address to make sure that my defense is what it needs to be. And now I'm selling tickets. I'm selling hope. And I'm selling reasoning. I actually can make sense as Jerry Jones saying that we're Super Bowl bound by adding Russell Wilson. This is a great idea, although I don't think it works. It ain't gonna happen, but man, it makes sense.
It does. And the reason why it doesn't work is because it's not that easy, guys.
That is true.
If it were that easy, they would have already made the deal. But what Seattle is going to require is going to make Dallas pause for the cause. Like, simply put, yeah, Russ is cheaper if you're just saying, oh, yeah, let's just trade up, head up, Russ for Dak. It ain't happening. No, we need more than that.
Ezekiel Elliott, that balances it out.
What Seattle is looking at is so much more. They're looking like, okay, if we're going to ever consider this, you're going to have to pretty much give up your entire house.
No, you just said they're the same player, Greg. You just said that they're the same player.
They're not the same player, but for Seattle's sake, that's what they want out of Dak. That's what they want out of Russ, is a guy that can just manage the game and just be that guy.
So what you're saying is that Dak Prescott deserves the money that he should get from Dallas, but he's not worth the trade for Russ. So his value is here with Dallas, but it's nowhere near there with Seattle? That's what you're basically insinuating right now.
If that's the case, that's the case. Look, I'm appreciated more in this house than I am outside.
Well, that's fair.
I'm trying to believe that.
I mean, maybe.
That's
you never know.
So, Greg, you would be willing to pay Dak $38 million to be a game manager? Why wouldn't you just go out and get Jameis Winston to hand the ball off?
He's not a game manager, though. We want to put him in that situation because that's what he was when he first started. It's the same as Russell.
He's not
Wilson.
A big game winner either.
He hasn't had the opportunity. That's the thing. That's the issue. Like, his teams has not been as good as the teams that Russell Wilson has had behind him. No, they have not. Guys, come on now. Look at Dallas. Yes, Dallas has had a great running game. Oh, my gosh, all they had to do was just turn around and hand the ball off to Ezekiel Elliott. But outside of that, moving on to last year, the year before, where was that running game? Where was that offensive line? Where was that defense? Non-existent. Where's the defense ever been? It's been non-existent. This is why this team has struggled to even make the playoffs. It's not just solely on Dak. Like, let's not make it seem like Russell Wilson has reached the goal that they have set in Seattle. The goal isn't playoffs. The goal is the Super Bowl, period.
I could say Seattle's defense was giving up a ton of points this year, too. And Russ was cooking, and they were still winning. I get it. Obviously, you want to get to a Super Bowl. And Russ cannot by himself carry a team to a Super Bowl. But who can? Peyton Manning couldn't. Aaron Rodgers can't. Nobody can. But what Russ can do largely by himself, you know, relatively speaking, is get a team to the playoffs. Dak can't even do that. Dak had a chance last year against Carson Wentz in Philadelphia. What happened? He didn't get it done.
We're going to act like Russell Wilson didn't start to fall off when he was cooking and burning food.
We can assume with that personnel in Dallas.
Pete Carroll changed the menu. No mercy.
Hey, Undisputed listeners, I wanted to tell you about our brand new Fox Sports app and website, foxsports.com, reimagined for the modern sports fan. Go ahead, download the new app right now. You don't even have to pause this episode. Every day on the new app and website, you'll see the top stories in sports, plus a rich world of written content, videos, social media, and analytics to give you a 360-degree view of the most important stories of the day. Streaming live TV has never been so easy or elegant. Every Fox Sports game, including all pregame and postgame shows, are just one click away. For the extra invested fan, we also go deep with real-time wagering lines, trending prop bets, win probability, and key player projections. Download the new Fox Sports app or visit www.foxsports.com. No mercy.
Hey, Undisputed listeners, it's Charlotte Wilder here to tell you about my new podcast with Mark Titus called The People Sports Podcast. It comes out every Thursday, and Mark and I take one of the big stories of the week, and then we go off on tangents you never saw coming. This might mean that we start talking about the Dodgers winning the World Series and end up wondering if Knicks fans deserve happiness, or begin with LeBron's greatness and end up drafting our ultimate beer league softball team made up of old athletes. Whatever it is, the only rule of the show is that it has to be fun and funny, because these days we can all use as many laughs as we can get. So check it out wherever you get your podcasts and come down weird sports rabbit holes with us. We can't wait to have you.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Deshaun Watson and the Texans seem to be headed toward an inevitable divorce this offseason. It was reported yesterday that Watson met with new coach David Culley last week, but made it clear he still wants to be traded. Despite this, the Texans are avoiding trade conversations involving Deshaun, which could have led to this not-so-cryptic tweet from Watson, who wrote, "Loyalty is everything. Don't you ever forget it." LeVar Arrington, who knows about loyalty?
I do.
Do you think Watson is still on Houston's roster by week one of next season?
I do. I do believe he's on the roster by week one. And again, when you look at the situation that's playing out in Houston right now, if I'm the Houston Texans, there's nothing that I can do to replace what Deshaun Watson represents to my team, to my community. It's a horrible loss if you lose J.J. Watt and Deshaun Watson in the same offseason. It's more acceptable because you're looking at the given scenarios of where J.J. Watt is in his career, but it's not for Deshaun Watson. So if I'm the Houston Texans, I'm trying to figure out, and in as many ways as I possibly can, how do we mend fences with Deshaun Watson? But if we're not able to mend fences, if we do not have a common ground that we meet on, then you have to understand, Deshaun, you are still under contract and you are a professional, which means you don't have to necessarily be 100% happy. And all this personal innuendos and cryptic messages and all that stuff, loyalty, this, that, that's fine. But if you want to keep it business, we can keep it business. If you want to make it personal, we can make it personal. But in the end, if I'm paying you a paycheck, there's still business to be done. And I believe, if I'm looking at it as the Houston Texans, a disgruntled, upset Deshaun Watson is still better than probably 100% of the fully motivated, happy, ready to go, I have an opportunity starting quarterbacks that Houston would bring in to fill that role. So I'm not letting you go, Deshaun. So fix it with the coach. You don't have to fix it with us. But I do know that Deshaun Watson probably has more than enough pride and self-respect that he's not going to go out there and represent himself in the wrong way out there on the field. And I'm going to bank on that if I'm Houston. He's going to be a Houston Texan.
I agree with you all the way up until the end. Everything you said, I agree with.
Okay.
I just don't, with what Deshaun Watson is saying and putting out there, he capitalized every letter in ever. Like, he wants them to, don't ever, you've crossed the line. In his opinion, and from his perspective, this is, we can say it's personal, we can say it's whatever, but it means more to Deshaun Watson right now than I think we're giving credit to. And for him to sit down with that new staff that's put in place and to say, I still want out, like, he is going to buck, and it is going to get ugly, I believe, in Houston. And they truly have a problem. So we can say what could be in the business side and he's under contract. That's all great. It doesn't mean that he has to play. Yeah, should he? Could he? All those if, what ifs and all that. Deshaun Watson is not trying to play another down for the Houston Texans. And he's letting it be known to them. He's letting it be known to the world. However he can finagle his way out of there, he's trying to get it done. So you can lose J.J. Watt. That's fine. That's not Deshaun Watson's problem. That's your issue as the organization and as management. But you're about to lose one of the youngest, best quarterbacks in the National Football League because he does not want to suit up for your organization anymore.
Mm. Yeah, LeVar, I hear you. And the pride in me loves what you said. And if I was the Houston Texans, you bet I'd be thinking just like you. How dare he? We gave this man a $156 million contract. You know, we can rebuild this thing. Like, I'll make him retire. Oh, does he want to sit out at 25 years old? He wants to give up his career? Then let's see if he's willing to do that. I'd be feeling that way. But at the end of the day, I also am running a business. And let's just say that we're going to play a game of chicken, because that's what this is going to come down to. Let's just say I'm the Houston Texans and I call Deshaun's bluff. And he gets fined $3 million for missing preseason and training camp. And he sits out the year. And I make him give me back $21 million of his $27 million signing bonus. And he decides to retire. And I'm like, guess what? If you come back, you're coming back to the Texans because we still have your rights. Let's say all that happens. Am I helping my football team though?
No,
I've gotten the best of Deshaun because I forced him to retire, and he's a guy.
Are you helping your team
career,
if you let him go?
But I haven't helped my football team. So I think at the end of the day, he's going to get traded, and they got a. Now I will say this: hold out for a king's ransom.
Yeah,
get first round draft picks. I talked to the Jets. Give me that number two, because maybe I'll pick my new quarterback.
Yeah. LeVar, let me ask you this.
At the end of the day, LeVar, I love you. I love your spirit. I love your gumption. But at the end of the day, I got to make a business
decision. Broussard's in his bag today. LeVar, so I've been at Fox probably over 4.5 years now. And before the pandemic hit, there's GMs roaming the halls here, coaches, former players, every day. And I'm a sponge around them. And the number one thing they said they did not like was distractions. What is Deshaun Watson sitting out the entire season? A colossal distraction. Every day at practice, media cameras. Where's Deshaun? What's the latest? I don't think this is healthy for an organization and a coach, a new coach, by the way, who's never been a head coach before, and a new GM, and an owner, and the players. Every day they're going to be grilled about Deshaun Watson. You've got to cut bait and say, let's do the best we can, just like the Houston Rockets did with James Harden.
Get what you can. But that's not NFL sensible. NFL sensible is you signed the contract, and we have the contract, and you're going to have confusion either way. If you let them go, you're going to have confusion. If you try to hold on to them, you're going to have confusion. I'm going to have to deal with the repercussions and the fallout of what it takes to do whatever it is going to do, deal them or keep them. So I'm not getting rid of the best thing we have going for our team and for our city. I'm going to take my chances on an upset Deshaun Watson getting over being upset and still being professional enough to do his job.
No mercy.
The J.J. Watt sweepstakes is starting to heat up after reports emerge that Watt's top priorities in a new team are QB, supporting personnel, and money. New reports say that the three-time Defensive Player of the Year has received contract offers from multiple teams, and the most lucrative offer is believed to be in the $15 to $16 million range. Greg Jennings, is Watt still worth $15 million for a contender?
So I'm going to be honest.
So
I've always been pro player, and I'm not going to try to take money away from J.J. Watt. But if I was a general manager, I'm not paying him that much. But if he going to get it, go get it, my friend. Simply put, I think teams are willing to pay that much because when you watch the film and you turn on the tape of J.J. Watt, we want to talk about his years and his longevity in this league and that taking away from some of his production. But the reality is, on that defensive line, he had no help. He had no one that could really create space for him to be what he has been for the duration of his career. And so when you start to get older, it's like if you can't produce without having assistance of others alongside you, then are you really worth that price tag? And that's where I would come from. And so with that being said, I would say no. However, there are teams that are going to be desperate enough and turn on the tape because he's very productive. And if they feel like they have pieces that can go alongside of them, then they're going to make that, they're going to make that offer. And let's be clear, that 15, 16 million a year, it seems like a lot, but for what he was making and for what these guys are making now at that position, it's not a whole lot of money.
He was released. He went, had a meeting with the front office, the McNair family. Can I please go so I can have a chance to win? To the fans and the people of Houston, Texas, we've let you down. We didn't come to work to win Super Bowls. I don't know what we did. We didn't show up with our helmets. They stayed and remained in the locker rooms. But now I'm going to move on. I'm going to move on from this place that I love so much and you love me so much. I'm going to move on because I would like to win. If your true essence of leaving a place where you are the most beloved player of all time, I'm not going to a franchise for the money. I'm not leaving for the money. And if I make it about the money, then it totally, really in a lot of ways, it disqualifies all of a lot of the things that he's used as you know, deflections or justifications of things that have taken place in Houston. You've made your money. I don't want to be anybody's pocket either. I don't count your bank account. I don't care. But you said you wanted to be released to have a chance to win at this point in your career. So $15 million, if he's getting offered $15 million, that deal's already signed. We're talking about where he's going. That's first and foremost. Shot fired, duck gone, all right? The duck hunt, that duck is out of here. But when you look at what J.J. Watt is trying to do, if he goes to a team that is in contention for a Super Bowl like a Tampa Bay, like a Kansas City, right? You're not going to be the main player on those teams. You go to a LA, come to the Rams. You're not going to be the main focal point on any of these competitive teams, defensive fronts. So you're not going to command that type of dollar. So when I look at it, you may be able to go to one of these teams that needs some help. You may want to go to a place like Jacksonville. You could be used there. Anywhere where there could be leadership roles. But in a place where you're a contending team, you're not going to be able to command that type of dollar.
They don't have the money. I mean, we're talking about Tampa Bay having to sign Levante David, Shaq Barrett, yeah, so on and so forth. I mean, they don't have the money to go get J.J. Watt. Pittsburgh, I know we're not considering them a contender, but, you know, that's been mentioned. They don't have that money. Green Bay, they don't have that money. Like, who's the contending teams aren't going to have that money, yeah, to give to him. So I don't think he's getting that. Now, maybe incentive-based, $5 million base, $7 million base, or something like that. And then if you get to the Super Bowl, you make all pro, all that stuff, sure. But base salary, I can't see him getting that much.
Greg Jennings, does he have a better chance if he goes to Tampa to win a Super Bowl or Kansas City? You know I'm on board with the Chiefs going back to the Super Bowl next time.
No mercy.